to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. I'm normally joined by my loyal co-host and friend Darren Brown, but he's not here. We're on different shifts since I've been back from Thailand. I'm on the morning shift. He's on the arvos. That's the life of a shift worker, I guess. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Hope you guys are all good and well out there. I'm just recording from home. We're not in the studio. I've just got the mobile equipment, so apologies if the sound is not up to scratch. Looking at the table, you wouldn't believe it, we're off the bottom. Just with that bye, we've overtaken the Titans because we had that one win over the Dogs. Titans were impressive the other day in a beaten side, but defensively they're leaking too many points, a bit like us. That Manly Titans game was like a game of touch footy. Every time I turned around, there was another try being run in by Trbojevic or AJ Brimson or the likes. So yeah, anyway. Well, it's a start. We're off the bottom. The only way is up, I suppose you could say. We've got the big Anzac Day clash. We're back in the mix there. We've had a few Anzac Day clashes over the years. I remember a memorable one against Brisbane in front of a record crowd there, 40-odd thousand. But this time we're taking on the Storm down there in Melbourne, down there at Amy Park, a place that has been a bit of a graveyard for us. I think we've taken on the Storm down there on many occasions, and we have not been able to come up with a victory. In fact, overall, the Storm have beaten us 32 times, and we've only won seven on seven occasions. We've won one away game, and see if you can cast your mind back to what away game that was. It was only 12 months ago. We beat the Storm up there in Magic Round in Brisbane. It was a home game for us, technically. But we'll claim it. It's the only away game we've ever had. We've never actually won in the state of Victoria in first grade against the Storm. But you know what? Close you are to a win after all those losses. And hopefully we can turn the tides. Looked as going to be the return of Jai Arrow. I thought he was going to be ruled out for the season. But he has decided to rehab that thing and maybe get surgery at the end of the year. And he's a tough bugger, old Joy. So he comes into the side in jumper number 17. If we have a look at it, the two main changes are Jacob Gaygai gets a reprieve, the veteran slash rookie. He's in his late 20s. He obviously made his debut over there in Las Vegas. Scored a try on debut. He comes in and jumps in on that variable left wing outside Jackie Whiten. And the rest of the team looks pretty much as per program, barring Shaq Mitchell jumps into the starting lineup for Junior. So you got Shaq, Thomas Burgess, and also a big recall of Damien Cook, who was only dropped for the 1 week. He's only missed the one game. And they've got him in the starting lineup there. No massive changes in that forward pack. It's got Hostie, Keon, and Cam Murray in the back row. Peter Mamazoulis, who did a pretty good job against the Sharks, he's in jumper number 14. Saliva Havili, David Mwale, and of course I just named that Joy Arrow. He'll be on the bench. And on that extended bench, just gazing my eye over it, Sean Kepi, Talas Duncan, Isaac Tuitua Thompson, Michael Cheekham, and Dion Tupa. So, yeah, looking at that, I'm probably surprised Talas is not in there. I always like to find a spot for Talas. Very much a great competitor, good defender, can play through the line, before the line, always lands on his front. I'd like to find a spot for him, but at the moment, JD's finding it hard to get him in there somewhere. I've got a feeling Peter Mamazoulis might start the game, to be honest, looking at that. So I think he did a good job and have Damien Cook come off the bench and explode a little. looking at that Storm lineup, it's very strong. Just going over that spine there, you got Jerome Hughes, who's just about in career best form. He was nearly the difference between them and the Roosters last week in that blockbuster clash. The wingers are pretty dangerous. Davey Coates, Will Warbrick's got a good carry on him, good under the high ball, but he has got a weakness in defence, so that might be something we could exploit. Xavier Coates, been able to come up with a few match winners this year. Munster, getting a few more kilometres in the legs, and Nelson might be better for the run on his second game back. Harry Grant's having a quietish season by his standard, to be honest. Hasn't had that real top sort of 7, 8, 9 out of 10 game this season. Let's hope he doesn't put one on Anzac Day. And they've got quite a young and inexperienced back row there. Sean Bloor, Alessi Katoa. I think he came from the All Blacks Rugby Union a few years back. And Trent Liera. Actually, last time we played the Storm up here, it was obviously met his uncle, old Trent Liera, who was sitting not too far away from us. But he's actually a South fan, believe it or not. So he might be something we could have a look at recruiting up that way. Been a South fans in the family. Yeah, and they've got a pretty strong bench here. I like the look of Alec McDonald, the way he runs the ball pretty strong. And looking at their extended bench, you've got future stars like that Jonah Pezzett and Jack Howarth. So quite a strong lineup. Looking forward to that one. Not sure how that one's going to go. I think as South fans, the way we've started, you're always going down there hoping for a win. But at this stage, I think we're just looking for to be extremely competitive and be within a chance of winning the contest in that last 10 minutes. If we can get all the little things right, those effort plays, keep our energy up, and ruck speed's big for us because Melbourne can control the speed of the ruck. If they control the speed of the ruck, it's going to be a long night, I think. But if we can try and slow them down a little bit, get them on their back, try and win that ruck, get a few quick play of the balls, give a bit of space for Cody and Dean Hawkins to weave his magic and the little fella up. Just to get out, looking forward to just seeing the second game in first grade of Troy Gray. I'm hoping he has a big contest. Maybe comes up with a try assist or a try himself, or just leaves his imprint on this game, because he's a match winner. We've only seen a skerrick of what this kid can do. I love the way he brings the ball back. That first carry last week, the way he went up and got that ball out of the in goal and ran up 20 odd metres. I'm really looking forward to the challenge for Jai up against probably the best coach in the game. He will exploit anyone's weaknesses, Craig Bellamy. He'll have his team doing all the little one percenters time and time again as the contest goes on. And obviously there's a few contests on this weekend. We got the New South Wales Cup. They have got a clash up against Newcastle, up there in Newcastle at their High Performance Centre. I've never been to that location. They're up at, it's called the Newcastle Permanent Centre of Excellence. They'll host the Knock On Effect Cup game up there. And a few changes, obviously, with a few of the boys coming up in the first grade. And Bailey Bentley Harpe, he's going to be fullback this week. And Lenny Skelton gets a reprieve after that Dogs game a few weeks ago. First time I've seen his name in there. And Sean Kepi's been playing quite well there, and well done to Brock Gray, local mascot junior. He's got the C next to his name, captain, so it'd be a big honour for him, captain of the Bunnies, being a local junior. And looks like Tristan Alvarado, he was supposed to be going up to the Townsville Blackhawks in a swap deal, but that looks like it's off the table. And he's been named in the lineup for the Bunnies Knock On Effect Cup this week. He's actually supposed to be playing for Mascot this year. He was one of the players that Mascot drafted. And also Kayla Miller, the Fijian international. He's playing for Mascot this year as well. And Jersey Flegg. I was lucky enough to get New South Wales Rugby League, which These are actually the Silktails games are broadcast through the NRL. They organise it. New South Wales Rugby League puts it out there. Got a chance to call with a very experienced caller, James Sully Sullivan. Grew up in Leeton, spent a bit of time in WA, North Queensland, and he's living in Canberra at the moment. So he comes up and calls all the games. I think me and him went to the captain's run on Friday night with Brownie down there at Jersey Flag. Had a chat to some of the coaches. Stayed out of their way. Let them do what they had to do, but had a little chat to them after it just to get a little glossary on the players. So we had plenty to talk about on the day. We played the Silktails in the Manoa Thompson Bowl, and the weather was pretty ordinary, but because Redfern Oval was so severely damaged with those rainstorms a few weeks ago, we were unable to actually play the game there, so they had to play at Urco, and it's not good for commentating, so we went into a studio over there at Artarmon, just off the expressway, and that's where they call a lot of their studio games. They had two or three different rooms there set up with all sorts of computers and mixers, and then you sit in front of a TV and call it. But it was really good. Enjoyed the experience. Sully's a champion caller, and if you wanted to watch any of that footage, I've clipped it up and put it on our YouTube channel, Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. There's a few highlights, tries, and a few extended highlights there if you wanted to have a look at that. Now, the Rabbitohs have won three games, had a draw, and lost two. And the only two they've lost are to the reigning grand finalists, the Bulldogs and the Roosters. So they'll be looking to maintain the rager and get a couple of wins. I thought they were pretty impressive in that game against the Silktails. I really liked the centres, good balanced runners. Carson Kao's got a bit of power. He scored a really nice try after being turned underneath by Matthew Humphreys and Aaron Macy, a guy who... big promising future, just done an ACL a few years ago in the last training session before the Australian Schoolboys competition. So it's been a long road back for him, but he's just starting to look like the old Aaron Macy again. And I'm excited to see what those centres can do. The earlier ball they got, the better they looked. I thought the halves were pretty good. Hawkins, which is Dean Hawkins' brother, younger brother, goal kicker as well. Good general play kicker, good organiser. Matthew Humphreys looks sharp. He's only a second or third game in. And in the forwards, I think it was the front row was Jarvis Liafa and Toby Sullivan, outstanding. Young Toby, good big middle forward, was landing on his front, playing the ball well. But I thought the man of the match for me was Louis Grosmy. Played the full game. He's just got a bit of Pat Carrigan or Cam Murray about him, just a lot of touches, some strong carries, a lot of defensive work in the middle of the field. Well, I'd love to see his stats. I should ask Coach Tippy about his stats because he was very, very strong. And on the Fijian side, there's some guys that, a lot of these guys have grown up playing rugby, so they're going to be under contract for 3 years with this Silktail, so plenty of NRL teams are probably keeping an eye on these guys. Try and bring them over and develop them, but I was speaking to one of the boys in and around the Fijian squad, and he said they've got a couple of guys. I think his name's Esperema Kikau. That's the cousin of William Kikau, Billy Kikau, over the one over at the Bulldogs, Viliami, and they reckon he goes really good. He's signed by the Cowboys, but he's going to come over and have some games. So he's a Fijian national, so that might boost them up. They're probably a little bit down at the moment. Speaking to the director, Stephen Driscoll, who we had on the show earlier in the year, if you want to go back and listen to that one, he just explained that, look, they really thought they were going to win a lot more games than they had early in the season. But, watching their commitment, if they can just stay in the grind a little bit longer and get their fifth tackle options little bit sharper and get the right result there, I think they are going to come up with a win sooner rather than later. Now, they have named their team for this week. And if I can just bring it up on the computer, if you bear with me. Sorry, guys. They are playing Newcastle Knights as well in the on this Sunday before the Jersey Flegs on at, so knock on effect cups on at 2:30. Jersey Flegs on at 1 p.m. up there in Newcastle. And there's a couple little changes there. The long-awaited return of a guy who I don't think he's played a game this year at all. He's had some heart problems. He's in our top 36 players. He's a full-time squad member down from Brisbane. Joe O'Callaghan recruited him, along with Jai Gray and the likes. And he's likened Liam LeBlanc to a young Jai Gray. Small middle forward, high work rate. Aggressive defender, quite really skillful and really nice guy. Got to know his dad, Benny LeBlanc, here and there at a few training sessions. He's a great family. He'll obviously sacrifice a lot to come down, and hopefully Liam can go on and have a really good NRL career. But he's back. His heart was going at 80%. It's going 100% now. So looking forward to see how he goes, even though he probably won't go up to Newcastle. But Liam LeBlanc will be in the front row, his first opportunity this year. Jarvis Liafa jumps back into the back row. And Billy Sprague comes in, and the big fella from North Queensland, Jason Halley, the big 110-plus kilo front rower. So they're beefing it up with size. The backs look pretty similar. I think one of the wingers has been swapped out there, but there's an interesting little game coming up there. So that might be about it. Don't have too much else on there. Enjoy your Anzac Day. Don't drink too much. Please don't drink and drive out there. And I hope you win all your two-up games, clean up, and most importantly, geez, I hope the Rabbitohs can somehow, backs to the wall, no one's given us an opportunity. I think the last price I've seen was $4.20. Wouldn't it be good for us to come out and have a win? I'll tell you what, I know I've been predicting them to win all year, but I'm predicting this time a Jai Gray match winner on the bell, right under the post. Length of the field try. Rabbitohs 22, Melbourne Storm 18. That might be it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Up the mighty Rabbitohs. We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, the Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.